All right. Well, if you people like to party, you're just going to love this here fishing report that we're fixing to do for you.
Wow. Feeling saucy today.
Well, I wanted to start off good since we have to give him the bad.
Okay.
You know, not that the fishing report is necessarily bad.
Just parts of it are.
Well, you know, we got the bad news that we have to give him.
Which is?
Well, we'll give him the bad news when we get to the Gulf report.
Oh, okay.
We can give him the bad news now. Just we'll remind him when we get to the Gulf report that this is the last weekend for red grouper season. Probably until the end of the year. So yeah, could be ever.
Never know.
If you're listening to this after June the 30th, 2024, then you are SOL, my friend, because red grouper season is closed. If you are listening on the 29th or the 30th, hey, guess what? Red grouper season is still open for the moment. But, yeah, not for long. So, anyway, today is June the 29th, 2024. It's about 11 o'clock in the morning. Robert Lukowitz and Captain Josh Olive sitting here at the world headquarters of Fish and Frank's Bait and Tackle Boutique-O-Rama, prepared to do this place-by-place fishing report just for y'all.
Perfect.
You ready, Robert?
Sure.
Okay.
Why not?
It begins with the Peace River, Harbor Heights, upriver, along with Shell Creek.
You can just skip that for most of the rest of the summer.
Now, wait a minute. Last week, you had Mayan cichlids, mangrove snapper, and tilapia. You had three things to report last week. And this week, you're telling me you got nothing?
I got nothing.
You got nothing.
Like I said, you can skip it for most of the rest of the summer.
But let me ask you, do you think that it's reasonable to think that those things that were there last week might be there this week?
The Mayan cichlids definitely, but the snapper are definitely starting to move out of there.
Okay. Do you think it's possible there might be a sand brim or two around?
Sure. Very possible.
Okay, so realistically, you may have Mayan cichlids, sand brim, tilapia, and maybe a couple lingering mangrove snappers still around your dock areas.
Correct.
Okay, but none of that's been reported.
No.
So that's all conjecture and guesses.
Yep, theoretically.
Okay.
Is what it is.
I'm just going to put no reports in the text version.
Oh, okay.
But those of you who are wise enough to listen to the full report, then you get the whole story. The Darce Park Boat Ramp I-75 Bridges area. Can I skip that one, too?
No reports from
there
either.
I'll just skip that one, too.
Yeah.
Okay. The US 41 Bridges Live Oak Point Park.
A couple of small bull sharks. Let's see. Two different people caught redfish there. Been a couple of snook at night and some juvenile tarpon.
What about the mangrove snapper?
I haven't heard anything about the mangrove snapper. There probably was a few, but I haven't heard of any. They just gave me their highlights of the day. Just like there's probably plenty of catfish, but I didn't hear anything about those either.
Plenty of catfish.
Well, one of my customers the other day is down here visiting, telling him and his wife to be careful of the catfish, and he comes back in the next day. He said, guess who got hit by a catfish? And I said, not you, by the excitement in your voice. And his wife looks over and puts her hand up. She only got lightly pricked, but she still got hammered.
I see. Well, yeah. But that's good. That's the learning experience that really hammers home the thing that you had to say.
Yeah.
Because you do get a little bit of the unpleasantness when you just get a little jabbed.
Yeah.
And it's enough to teach you to stay away. It's like brushing your hand lightly against the hot stove, you know,
yes,
rather than grabbing a hold of it with both hands.
Yes.
So
grabbing one of those Yeti cast iron skillets without a mitten on it.
You kidding? Who can afford one of those?
It'd make for a good brand.
The Lashley Seawall, because the pier is closed.
I got no reports from there.
No reports. Okay. The Bay
Shore. Might get some tonight, though, because they're going to do the fireworks down there tonight.
No. Oh.
A few days early.
Was that tonight?
Yeah. What's the date today?
Today's the 29th.
Tonight.
Why was I thinking it was yesterday?
99% sure it's tonight.
I don't know. I'm staying away.
I might be wrong.
I tell you what, I'm trying to be nowhere near it.
I don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah, forget about it.
It might have been last night, but I never heard him go off last night, so.
Yeah, well, it probably wasn't. You got pretty good ears, so.
Yeah, where I'm at, you can see them, too, sometimes.
Yeah.
The tops of them.
Could fly the drone.
Yeah.
Look at them from the sky.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, the Bay Shore Pier.
A couple of bull sharks. The guy who jumped two tarpon.
And little tarpon?
One was little and one was big. But
okay.
He said one was maybe 40, 50 pounds, but the other one he said was a full adult.
Yeah. Already.
He told me about something else there. I can't remember.
Was it?
Sand brim. He caught a couple sand brim there. Right underneath his feet because he was trying to catch little sugar trout or whiting or whatever else he could catch.
Mm-hmm.
He said they weren't very big, but they made good bait.
Yes. You got your bait size, and you got your eating size.
Right.
And then you got about 3 inches in between. So.
This is true. Mm. No.
Oh,
he was excited about that.
It's good Zephyr Hills water right there.
Yeah.
Yep. Or as someone we both know once called it, Zephyrillus.
Really?
Yeah. Zephyrillus water.
Okay.
The Port Charlotte Beach Pier.
Wow. Why am I not surprised by that?
Port Charlotte Beach Pier, Robert?
Couple small snook. One redfish.
Small redfish?
No, it's legal size.
Okay.
And a couple black drum. And the one small bull shark.
Oh.
Pretty much that was one guy.
I was going to say, how many people are reporting this?
No, that was pretty much all one guy. Except for the couple small snook was another guy.
Well, after I write it was just one report, now I got to write it's two reports. Okay.
I'm sorry, that's really difficult.
One.
Have to dip that feather into the ink and scratch it out.
Small snook. It is kind of like that.
Rewriting old English.
One.
That calligraphy is a real pain in the butt.
A couple black drum. A couple small bull sharks. And one slot redfish. You didn't mention killing the goose to get the quill.
Nah.
Okay.
Nope.
The Port Charlotte Salt and Brackish Canals.
Black drum. Quite a few small snook. And a few jacks. I was watching kids fish off the bridge the other night. I couldn't believe it. They hooked probably 6 snook in a half hour or 45 minutes watching them. All of them were small except for one was maybe in the mid-20s. But they all got them on topwater.
Really?
Yeah.
Every
okay. one of them.
From the bridge?
From standing on the bridge. I couldn't... I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. I mean, I throw a topwater lure back there, and I very rarely get them to hit.
Yeah.
The water was cranking out, but they weren't hardly popping. But they, between the three of them, I know they caught at least 6 fish within a half hour. And it, like, kind of frustrated me.
Maybe they don't like where your topwater swims.
I'm thinking that was kind of part of it, because they were reeling with the outgoing tide.
Yeah, and you can't do that from where you're standing. Uh-uh. Not and fish underneath the bridge.
Right. Yeah, I don't. It was a little frustrating to me.
Hmm.
It was kind of eye-opening at the same time, too. But little weird.
All right. Now, last week, when we talked about the canals, we were talking about mangrove snapper, and we were talking about having lots of these fish hanging around, and you said
they
it's going to be a
gone.
Short-term thing.
They were pretty much gone. I'm hearing of a couple stragglers, but the couple stragglers that are around are very short. 10 inches and under. They're the ones that were not allowed to go on that little offshore adventure.
Right. Yep.
No field trip for you.
You're too young to go to prom.
There you go.
So sorry. No sixth graders. Which is just as well.
It is.
Because... as for humans, the mangrove snapper prom is pretty much just a mating experience. So.
Yes.
The Elgin Pier would be our next spot, except if you haven't heard, it's kind of closed due to a fire. We're expecting that to be closed for the long term.
Yeah.
Maybe the really long term. Hard to say. Haven't got any official reports about that. I need to call the county and see if they've even made an assessment yet.
Same way with Lashley.
Well, but Punta Gorda is the one that does Lashley. That's part of the problem here is that, you know, I
understand, but still, you would think that...
City and the county.
Both of them would put out something.
Well...
It's like somebody asked me about that the other day. I said, well, you see how long it's taking to do Lashley Pier? We'll probably figure it'll take at least that same amount of time to do Elgin Bean.
And Bayshore.
Yeah, the one that's been permanently closed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, stop being such a downer. Myakka River area from the bridge down to Marker 8.
The north end of the Myakka and even all the way down into the cutoff, they've been catching quite a few redfish. A handful of small snook, but I've had about two were today and one yesterday for in the Myakka cutoff of the redfish. That's really the only report I've gotten in there.
Okay.
Or in a surrounding area, for that matter.
I'll take it. No little tarpons?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm sure they're there, but I have not heard of them.
Again, just asking because they featured prominently in last week's report, so yep. I'm just doing my due diligence, making sure that you hadn't let something slip your mind.
I know, while you're terrible at remembering some of this stuff.
Well, it's not that. It's just that there's so much here to try to remember, and also this is not the only thing that you are required to keep in your brain. So.
Right.
You know, just trying to be assistive, that's all I'm doing.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown.
The South Gulf Cove Canals.
I got no reports.
Okay, then. That brings us to the West Wall.
Some redfish and some snook. It's kind of slowed down this week with reports over there. I don't know why, but just a few less reports. One guy did see a couple cobia swimming on top of the bar over there, and he guessed that both of them were probably undersized because they didn't look very impressive, but they were following behind a manatee.
Okay.
Told you about that video I saw of the tiger shark in Apalachicola.
Not to my recollection. I remember you saying something about somebody catching a tiger locally.
Yeah. No, they were watching a tiger shark trying to eat a sea turtle, and the guide was like all excited because he could see two cobia on the back of the tiger shark, so he said to cast to him, and they did, and they hooked both cobia, and then he pulled over towards the tiger shark and poked at it with his push pull to scare it away from the turtle.
Why?
Because he didn't want to sit there and watch the turtle get killed.
It's shark food.
I know. I'd probably do the same thing though.
Listen, sharks have to eat too.
I'd probably still do the same thing.
And I like turtles, but I also like sharks. So
I'd be very conflicted on that one.
You know, and honestly, take a look at what's happened with the sea turtles. Those sea turtles have made an amazing recovery to the point now that, you know, I mean, we're always going to protect them, no question about it, because the nests are always going to be vulnerable in the beaches where they are. You have to protect them or else. But the numbers that we have now, which are coming ashore, which is animals that hatched 15, 25 years ago, you know? I mean, that's pretty good numbers. And think about the strides that we've made since then with protecting them on the beach and the lighting situation and things like that that they've gotten a lot more strict about. So I think we're going to be seeing bigger and bigger numbers of these things coming back in. So if a tiger shark eats one every now and then, that's just a natural predator-prey situation. I am unbothered by that. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I guess. It all makes sense. But no.
Okay. Cobia behind a manatee.
I don't know what I would do in that situation. It'd still be cool to see all of it.
The only way to find out what you would do in that situation is to be in that situation, and then you would discover.
Exactly. So once again, we're back to theoretically and realistically.
Hypothetically. Potentially.
Possibly, maybe.
But probably not.
Okay. Next spot?
Cape Hayes Bar.
Cape Hayes Bar. I got nothing there. No, I didn't get any reports from there.
How about Turtle Bay and Bull Bay? Did you get any reports from there, Robert?
I did.
Okay. Would you care to share them?
Redfish, quite a few little snook, a few mangrove snappers still. Even been a couple of lost trout in there.
A couple of lost trout.
Yeah, because they're getting farther and fewer between up in there.
Okay.
It's getting pretty toasty. Guy had 93-something in their water temperature the other day. It's a little bit warm. He did see a spotted eagle ray that he said was about 4 feet cruising across the flat in there, and he thought that was really pretty cool. He's never seen them in that shallow water. He's used to seeing them in the open part of the harbor.
Hmm. They are cool when you get to actually see the thing.
Yeah.
Water clarity pretty good in there?
Yeah. Yeah, he said it was pretty clear. He said there was a couple areas way in the back that were a little cloudy, but he thought that was just because of the wind.
But the mangrove snapper have dipped down here as well?
Yeah. Slowed okay. down a little bit.
Okay. Did they move out to Cape Hayes Reef and Danger Reef?
There's still a few on that, but they're getting smaller and less. And then a guy caught several Spanish mackerel casting around there. He caught one undersized cobia, and he drifted along towards Danger Reef with his trolling motor, just kind of bouncing along, and caught a baby gag grouper, maybe two baby gag grouper, and he also caught a pompano.
Okay.
Just dragging a shrimp on a jig head, just kind of screwing around, just seeing what's out there. He said there used to be a busted down sailboat out there, and he hasn't seen it since Ian, so he said since he was right there, he was screwing around to see if he could find it, so he's just bouncing the jig.
Okay.
Never did find the sailboat, he said.
Well, as long as you're there, why not fish, right?
Yeah. Hey, if you're nosing around, that's one good way to experiment and find some neat spots.
You betcha. All right, Gasparilla Sound.
Oh, let's see. Three Sisters has got some trout on it. And then working your way back over to the other side, right there on Whidden Bay, you've got some trout, ladyfish, and Spanish mackerel at 4 to 6 feet of water range-ish. And then along the bushes on the inside, been a few redfish and some better snook. No real big ones, but at least more in the mid-20s rather than the mid-teens.
Okay.
And there also was a couple bonnet head sharks caught in there, too.
Now, what are we fishing with since the shrimp have gotten quite a bit smaller?
Guys are still using shrimp, but they're also using a lot of white bait. The pinfish that are out there are fairly small. They're like the silver dollar size, so some guys aren't even messing with that. And then one guy did cut ladyfish. Caught a couple of the, that's what he actually caught one of the bonnet heads on. I'm like, wow, that's pretty good. He's like, yeah, it's the first one I've ever caught on cut bait. I'm like, yeah, I've only caught a couple over the years on cut bait.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It always cracked me up because I never actually witnessed them eat anything on cut bait, even throwing live bait fish at them and never had them do anything. Almost get him.
Almost.
Mosquito.
I had 3 shots at her, and I missed all 3.
Yeah. Mosquitoes like it back in this room.
Yeah.
No wind. And Christina's usually sitting back here.
Ah. All right. The Placida area, the pier, the trestle, the Coral Creek Pier, and Gasparilla Pass.
Mangrove snapper.
This is where they moved to?
It's where they kind of moved to. I mean, they're moving out of there, too, but there's been some good mangrove snapper there. 16-inch was the biggest one I've heard of. A couple of varieties of sharks. A couple of tarpon. And the small snook. With an occasional bigger snook. The guys that are hanging their lanterns at night are seeing a handful of really big snook underneath them. Oh, one guy did catch a redfish off of one lantern there the other night. little bit of a mixed bag.
All right. Brings us to Lemon Bay, where I'm guessing you have no reports.
No, I got a couple reports in there.
Oh.
There was some trout closer towards Ski Alley. 6 feet of water. And then he caught two redfish underneath docks when he was working his way back to his house. And he caught all of them on artificials. He was throwing this something in the Z-Man that he bought off of Salt Strong. I don't remember which one it was.
Okay.
Either way, I didn't have it. Because he's like, I'm looking for this one. I'm like, do you realize some of those are proprietary strictly for those guys? Well, that's where I bought it from. I said, yeah, that's their own specific color.
Gotcha. But, you know, a scented paddler or a diesel minnow would probably work too.
Yeah.
The Anger Pier.
Anger Pier, I got nothing. Got
no reports on that. Reports. One. All right. The Gulf of Mexico. Bottom fishing, trolling, reefs, wrecks, places like that.
Let's see. From shoreline to about 20 miles out. Mangroves, lanes, an oddball yellowtail, handful of Spanish mackerel.
Now hold on a second. All right.
That's about it. And then you gotta get out to that bare minimum of 150 feet of water, but their best number is like 160 to 170 feet of water for your bigger red grouper and red snapper.
I had a report after the radio show. 128 feet is where he said they found the big red snapper. They just looked for any kind of structure down there. They did okay on the red grouper, but the snapper were their big thing, and he said they got fish up to 23 pounds.
Seriously.
He said that they
ain't
had...
that close.
He said they had Christmas trees out there, but all the Christmas trees were smaller fish, lanes, vermilions.
Okay.
So if you wanted the bigger fish, he said we just fished the structure, and we just kind of drifted around it, and that's where the bigger fish were. So.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Solo fish.
Nothing wrong with that. I'd take a 23-pound rig just to catch it.
Yeah.
Not really that interested in eating it.
Well, the nice thing about it is that you could trade your fillets away for things.
Yeah.
That other people have caught.
Do they catch filet mignon out there? Porterhouse?
Well, they might. Maybe. Probably not.
I doubt it.
I mean, I guess a cow could fall off a boat while being transported. So...
caught in a tornado?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Wasn't pass. That in the movie Twister, where the cow came and yeah. almost hit the truck?
And they're bringing that movie back.
Why?
They're redoing it.
Why?
They're remaking it. Oh.
So unnecessary.
It is.
But yeah, I mean, I was talking to somebody this past week about offshore fish and... you know, saying that, you know, after you go get your red snapper, you got to do something else. So you can come back in, and we talked about some possible destinations and talked about maybe going barracuda fishing. And they're like, why would I go barracuda fishing? And I said, well, I'll tell you what, if we went fishing together and I've got red snapper and you've got barracuda, I will swap you my red snapper for your barracuda. And they were like, that's disgusting. Why would you ever eat a barracuda? That's the worst thing you could possibly eat. Have you ever tried one? Well, no, but okay.
Then how do you
then
know?
Shut up and take my red snapper.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I love that. So everyone tells me they're bad.
Yeah.
So they must be bad. It's that group mentality thing. It's just funny. Sad and funny.
So, that's our reports?
Yep, pretty much.
Okay.
All right. another couple weeks, we'll start to see the schools of bonita out there with some blackfin tuna mixed in with them.
Yes. Just giving us another reason to go offshore after red grouper season is closed, which, just to remind you, today, tomorrow, June the 29th and 30th, and are the last 2 days for red grouper season, probably until 2025.
At least.
Why am I saying it this way? Because I understand that some of you are going into apoplexy about it, and I'm trying to calm you down and prevent you from having a stroke.
Then don't tell them about the gag grouper.
You had to bring that up, didn't you?
Yes, yes, I did.
All right. So as long as we're at it, yeah, your gag grouper season this year is going to be September 1st through 15th.
Yeah. Woo! Yay!
But we're going to have Red Snapper open on weekends starting in September, even though the regular season will be over with. So there will be 3 weekends in September where you can go out and target both Red Snapper and Gag Grouper and bring both back.
Yes.
Are you happy now?
No. Because it's still goofy. It's still dumb.
It's still dumb, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we're missing a lot of big fish. We need more big gags out there. We need males, reproductive males.
Yeah.
And in gags, you don't get reproductive males until they get large. For sure, 40 inches plus.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. All the younger ones are girls. Snook start out male and then transition to female as they get to a larger size. Generally, about at the slot.
Okay.
Gags start out at female and transition into male when they hit a larger size, but not all of them do it. First of all, not all of them make it to that size, even if they get old enough to reach that size. Some of them just don't make it that big. But you're talking about 40 inches plus and more likely 42, 44 inches.
Really?
In order to transition to males. And how many of those big gags do you hear about out there?
Not that many.
So you have a spawning problem because you got a lot of girls and not enough guys. Usually it's the other way around. But in this case, that's the way it goes. And you don't need to have that many guys because of the way they spawn. They're going to basically spawn in groups. A male is going to have a harem of females. They are all going to go for a swim together and swim in their own little tornado circle. And they're going to release eggs. He's going to release milt, and it's going to fertilize the eggs. But you do need to have enough males for the females to be able to spawn with. And that's the situation that we're in right now, is that we don't have enough male gags.
I had no idea with gags. Yep. I didn't know they were that they had to be that big.
Yep. It takes a monster.
That's crazy.
So, moving on to the Venice Jetties and Venice Pier.
Snook at night. A few snook during the day. Some Spanish mackerel. A few bigger ladyfish. The snapper are still swimming through there, but they're not as good of numbers, but the quality is still pretty decent.
Okay.
And that's really about it that I got from there. It's been a little quiet this week.
All right. Punta Rasa. Dare I ask?
Nothing.
Redfish Pass.
Some Spanish mackerel and snook. Guy did catch a few Spanish down there. He went down there specifically to target those bigger snook that are usually there on the full moon.
Mm-hmm.
He caught one that was 31, I think he said. He had one fish on that might have been bigger than that.
Okay.
And nothing else.
Okay. Captiva Pass.
Spanish mackerel. Couple sharks, couple of tarpon, but nothing overly exciting.
Depends on what you define as exciting.
Not according to them. They want a tarpon, and they got a shot at it.
It says here, right here, there were a few tarpon.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but they didn't succeed.
Well, that can't be blamed on the fish, can it?
You can.
Seems unfair.
Why?
Well, the fish do what the fish do. You either succeed or you don't.
Yeah. Sometimes it's funner to call it out on that.
Swim down there. Stick a hook in his mouth.
Yeah. I'm not. No.
It's only a few sharks, Robert.
If I was in a cage, maybe.
And that's really?
That's just a maybe.
Really? You think we could get you down there in a cage? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe.
Really? This is new information.
If it was the right cage, I might consider it.
This is new information. I didn't have this information before.
I'd still be scared to death. So you'd have to put a hookah in me because I couldn't wear a tank because I'd be breathing way too heavy and panicking.
Okay. That's interesting.
It is.
Boca Grande Pass.
Oh, let's see. Tarpon.
Yeah, lots of tarpon?
Yep.
They came back?
Not lots.
Because last week we had tarpon have been surprisingly slow.
Like terrible last weekend. There's still some there, just not a lot.
So are the reports better?
No. They're about the same. Just a little bit more cooperative, but it's still first thing in the morning. Still just a first thing in the morning thing. And there's also a lot of Spanish mackerel in there. And bigger mangrove snapper. Some much better mangrove snapper in there.
Is this the spot?
Yes. That would be the spot.
Okay.
Bob was looking for close to shore snapper fishing. That's where I'd go.
Okay. And where specifically would you go in here?
More in the middle to the south end.
Okay. And what are you going to drop down?
Shrimp. 100%.
Live or frozen?
Yes.
Okay. No squid?
Nope.
No glass minnows?
Nope.
No whitebait?
That I might try.
No cut sardines?
No. But the whitebait I definitely would consider.
Okay.
Especially the frozen stuff, something I can just cure it and let it just slowly sink down.
So frozen whitebait or frozen or live shrimp, and how would you rig it up?
It's a little slower current on that side, but it's still cranking, so I'd be an egg sinker more likely, like a Carolina rig.
Okay.
That's just my confidence factor. I don't like doing the porgy rig out there for some reason.
Well, you can't legally do it anyway.
Well, that's true.
Forgot
about that.
Can you use like a big old split shot sinker?
You could. It's just hard to keep up with it in that current.
Okay. So how heavy a weight are you looking for? An ounce? An ounce and a half?
Yeah, well, I'm going to be using lighter tackle, so probably an ounce.
Okay.
And keep up with that and keep it fairly vertical.
And then let's say a number one or one-aught inline
probably
circle
like
hook?
Like a one-aught.
Okay.
And the BKK or owner or VMC.
Inline circle hook with a light leader.
Yeah. 30 pound, 20 pound is the lightest.
Okay.
Just because my confidence factor isn't there, plus you never know what you're going to hook sometimes out there.
You never know what you're going to hook. But the nice thing is that it's not like there's a lot of reef rubble down there that they're going to break you off into.
Not in that area.
All right.
Just enough to keep them happy in there, but not quite enough to make it just wreck your day.
And once again, none of this excess information going into the written report, so that's why the smart people listen.
Why not?
Because I don't feel like typing that much. The Gulf beaches, walk in the surf.
Let's see. Snook. Quite a few snook. Couple of pompano, a lot of good whiting, especially up there at Stump Pass and Middle Beach. Been hearing some good reports on some nice whiting. Another person did catch a bluefish, but it wasn't quite as big. It was probably about 24, 25 inches.
Okay.
But it was a decent-sized bluefish. A couple of sharks, bonnet heads, black nose, sharp nose, and then the couple of trout. The whiting are the one that's got me excited, though, just because never hear about them, hardly. Just this year, pretty much.
Yeah. No, I'm happy to hear about...
Can't even remember last time I heard about a whiting at the 41 Bridge.
No.
We'd have to go back and look at the archives. There's probably one or two maybe from last summer, but
do a search.
Doubtful. Highly doubtful.
Nope. I'm happy to see them. All right. Bringing us back inside, Matt Lachey, Indian Field, Smokehouse Bay.
I got no reports from down there.
Somehow I knew you were going to say that. Pine Island Sound.
Oh, let's see. Redfish. Spanish mackerel. Sharks. A few trout. And quite a few tarpon scattered all over the place down there. I mean, for some of the numbers I've heard from people, that seems like there's more fish around there than there does in the pass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that.
And some guy was talking about going down and getting fish a little bit and see if he can go buy a $25 cheeseburger.
Yeah.
I said, where are they not 25 bucks anymore? At least you're paying for the scenery, too. He's like, yeah, you got a point there.
All right. Jug Creek, Shoal, and Boquilla.
Spanish mackerel right off the dock there. And then he caught one whiting, and he's caught several mangrove snapper, but they were small because they were just casted out in the open right off the pier, seeing what he could get. And picked up a couple dinky guys.
Okay. That's it?
That's it.
Then that's all we'll type. Burnt store, two pines.
A few redfish along the bushes, along with a couple of snook. One guy was being followed and harassed by a baby bull shark.
Yeah?
Yeah, he said it was about a three-footer. He said just kept following him everywhere he put it. He was wading down there at that park down there, just below Burnt Store.
Yeah?
Yeah. He said it just wouldn't leave him alone.
Hmm. Did he have an open cut or something?
No, he was dragging around his bait pen with some white bait in it and one redfish.
Okay. Well, yeah, of course it wouldn't leave him alone.
Yeah.
He was trolling for it.
Yeah, pretty much. But I guess his son was giving him a hard time, and then his son saw it because it came over towards him, and he's like, okay, I'm done, Dad. Why? Because it left me and it's harassing you now?
Yeah. All right, the East Side Keys and Pirate Harbor.
I actually have a couple reports, surprisingly, from over there.
Okay.
A fair number of redfish up in the bushes.
It's interesting because as little as 3 weeks ago, it says here, Robert made a sound when I asked about this spot.
Right.
So, redfish around the mangroves, huh?
Hi, sir. Want this chair?
Oh, we are blessed by royalty. Boss. What's going on here? Fish and Frank himself standing in the room.
Drywood termites in my big boat.
Uh-oh.
So it's going to cost me $2,500 to have it tented.
They have to tent your big boat.
Yeah, for termites.
For termites.
I can't win.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
What do you say to that? Huh?
I have no idea what to say other than, of course you do. I mean, why wouldn't you have termites in your boat?
That sucks.
All right. Carrying on with the fishing report. Okay, so mangroves, redfish, what else we got?
Down in Pirate Harbor, they're getting, one customer, he got, it's either five or six tarpon all in his marsh minnow. And he also caught a couple of redfish and some mangrove snapper. The mangroves are smaller, though.
Okay.
But it was nice to see.
Yeah, it is good. Okie dokie. Brings us to the Alligator Creek Poachers Cut and the Skating Rink.
Got nothing. No reports over there.
I was afraid you would say that. Not even any mangrove snapper in the creek?
No. Wait a minute. I take that back. Some black drum inside Burnt Store. Burnt Store Isles, Meadows, whatever you want to call it. because they're getting black drum up in there, and a couple guys are seeing the juvenile tarpon rolling but aren't catching them.
Okay.
But the actual creek itself and all that area, nothing. Because that guy that's catching all the redfish, he fishes out of there, out of the creek. He comes out of Buckley's Pass or whatever it's called.
That's what it's called.
And cruises down.
All right. Brings us to good old Ponce de Leon Park.
A few black drum. Any of the big snapper mostly are gone. There's still some snook hanging out in there teasing anglers. And then a jack or two have been coming by sometimes. Not very often, but a few.
Okay. And what would you be fishing down here?
Shrimp. Shrimp's definitely working the best. Or a couple guys caught a couple of those mangrove snapper on the frozen whitebait.
Okay. And pretty much just right there at your feet?
Yeah. Yeah. But the mosquitoes and no-see-ums on these overcast days are absolutely terrifying.
What? No. How is that possible right there in the edge of a mangrove swamp?
Yeah.
No way.
I don't understand why. Guy was in here yesterday saying it was so bad even at noon when he was there. He said that just that overcast makes it terrifying.
Yep.
I want nothing to do with that.
Need to bring a fan.
A very strong fan.
The PGI Canals and Punta Gorda general area.
Black drum, and more black drum. There's also been a handful of snook in there. A couple of the canals are holding a lot of juvenile tarpon. One guy was fly fishing off of his dock and hooked two. He said guesstimating 10 pounds. But he got to fly two, so he was excited.
And if you don't fish a fly rod?
Good luck with anything, just tiny stuff. Tiny lures, like the DOA Tiny Terrorize is a good one. Yeah, that's probably my first go-to one, really, for those.
Okay.
But still, luck and perseverance.
Trying to remember how to spell terrorize right. I think I got it. Okie doke. Anything else going on in here?
Nope.
No mangrove snapper.
Hadn't heard of any. I know there was some, but they were all starting to leave. They were making that mass exodus out of the canals.
Yep. Might as well mention them. Because, again, last week it was our top billing thing.
Yeah. That's them leaving. We knew we had a short run for that.
Indeed. Which I believe you warned about multiple times last week.
Sorry, wait until we get to the next spot. It's kind of cool.
We were just hoping that it might be, 2 weeks, maybe. Yeah. Maybe even three at the outside, and no. We gone. All right, that brings us to the Gilchrist Pier.
No, that's not the spot. I got nothing there. Actually, you know what? No, we got a couple small mangrove snapper there, those two kids.
Uh-huh, that was last week.
Yeah, but they were there again because they're down playing at the park, too. They got a couple small mangrove snapper, a couple small trout. They watched a little shark swim by the seawall there. And they tried catching it and couldn't, but they were excited about seeing it.
I believe they said they were ready for a shark next.
Yeah.
That was their plan. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So.
Well, at least they got to see one, so they're one step closer.
Getting to see one is closer. All right, then is it this spot, the Alligator Creek Reef?
I don't know. No. That's dead.
You got no reports there either?
That's a ghost town. Those mangrove snapper that were there, they're gone.
Okay. A
couple tarpon were seen rolling around it, but he couldn't get any of them to chew, and he saw them roll for about three different times and then couldn't find them again.
So the spot that you must have been excited about would be the 20-foot holes.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes. So this is interesting because it probably is not relevant now, but last week, to do with the mangrove snapper.
Okay.
He saw bait out there, started messing around with his jigs, and caught jacks, Spanish mackerel, and mangrove snapper. And then literally had them schooling up all underneath his boat was a whole bunch of mangrove snapper with a couple sharks wrecking through them, and little jacks to like 2 pounds, all mixed in together, just going on a feeding frenzy.
Okay.
It was him and his wife, and they had a good time. They caught a bunch of fish all on jigs. And that was like, that had to be like last Sunday or Monday, because he was in Thursday. Yeah, Thursday or Friday. No, it was Thursday he was in here telling me about that. But he said it was like one of the neatest things he's ever seen, because it was literally just out in the middle, the top end of the 20-foot hole. Just couldn't believe the amount of fish out there.
Okie doke.
Like I said, probably gone, but still a neat piece to add to the puzzle for next year at the same time frame, because it happens every full moon where those snapper make that big egress.
Indeed.
So gives you something to look forward to next year at this time.
Okie doke. We put it in there.
Yeah.
All right. That brings us to the baitfish reports.
Yeah. Okay. There's a little bit up here at marker 2, but most of it is down around Boquilla.
Is this white bait or threadies?
White bait and threadies mixed. There's bigger threadies scattered throughout the whole lower harbor.
And where can we find it up here?
Threadies or white bait?
The mixed?
The mixed is over by marker 2.
Okay.
But then it's all mostly down Boquilla and the intercoastal. Some over by Devilfish, all the way over to the Placida Trestle. And we're getting that new batch of small stuff in, so a lot of guys are complaining about gilling it. And then a handful of guys are listening to their buddies and buying a quarter-inch mesh net instead.
Yep. Let me just get a plankton net, drag that behind the boat.
Right.
Whatever Pretty we get much. In there, we'll use that for bait.
That would be better.
And you said earlier the pinfish are mostly small?
Yeah. Yeah, they're that, like, nickel to quarter size out there right now.
At least not dimes.
Yeah.
Okay. Bait reports offshore?
That's scattered all over out there. There's thread fins and cigar minnows scattered all over the place. Mostly thread fins.
All right. The freshwater report. Canals, creeks, rivers, ponds, lakes, ditches, and your bathtub.
Anywhere where there's moving water, they're getting bass. Mostly on shiners, but a few guys have started to pick them up on the worms and the lizards again. And then the frogs have started to pick up a little bit on sales, so guys are starting to throw those a little bit more. Little plastic frogs.
Mm-hmm.
But that usually happens with all this rain. Yeah. I heard one in my pond this morning. Right? As I walked out the front door.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Anything else going on out there?
Some bluegill activity, along with the tilapia. Those are being caught on worms. A couple of guys caught them on the little beetle spins.
Okay. Do-do-do-do. The tarpon reports. Let's bring up the tarpon map right here. The tarpon map is ready to go. I have my red dots ready to go. Red dots are your best chance of a hookup. So let's assemble this thing. Robert, where's our best chance of a tarpon hookup?
Anywhere on the beaches.
Anywhere on the beaches. From
Captiva Pass North.
From Captiva Pass North. All right. So let's just put some dots out here off the beaches.
That's stopping at Boca Grande Pass and Gasparilla Pass.
Boca Grande and Gasparilla?
Mm-hmm.
Put a red dot in each one?
Yeah.
Ba-boom. And ba-boom. I'm continuing with my red dots going all the way up to Venice, yes?
Yep.
All right. Here they go. One more. All right. Any place else to put a red dot?
Not really.
Okay. The yellow dots, the 50-50 shot.
On the inside of the intercoastal foul on the same pattern.
On the inside, the ICW going up. Okay. I'll bring it right on up there. Dots. Dots all the way up into Lemon Bay?
I'd probably skip the Lemon Bay part.
Okay. So we put one here in the Placida area, and there we go. Any place else I can put a yellow dot?
Nope.
Okay. The white dots, the less than 50% chance of a hookup.
The holes.
The 20-foot holes.
Yeah.
All right.
Just because people are seeing a few here boop. And there rolling.
And boop. And boop. All right. That's approximate.
Mm-hmm.
Any place else to put a white dot?
No.
41 Bridges?
Nope.
Elder Bean?
Nope.
Alligator Creek Reef?
Nope.
Myakka City?
Nope.
Just testing you.
Okay.
Okay. All right. There's your tarpon map, and I will write that part up where it will make sense. Okay. That takes us through all the things. Was there anything else that you would like to mention?
We mentioned Red Grouper closing.
We did mention that. We mentioned the Gag Grouper short season. For those who did not have their full-on heart attack about the Red Grouper, they can go ahead and go into infarction regarding gags.
Yep.
All right. So we talked about that.
Well, that's really about it, other than just be safe this next coming weekend, because it's a 4th of July weekend, which some people are going to be lucky enough to have, like, a 4-day weekend.
Yeah, 4th of July weekend starts now, actually.
Yeah, pretty much.
It actually started yesterday, so...
pretty much.
It's going to be a full 10 days for some people.
Yeah.
So that's where we're at.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, I'll be in, like, the next 2 weeks with fireworks, because, oh, look, I found this box in the closet that I couldn't, that I forgot about.
Yeah. My neighbors, it's going to be the next month and a half.
Yeah.
So, but they plan for that. They make sure to buy enough to have.
They do.
So.
What's up with the fireworks?
I don't know. I think they're launching them tonight over at Lashley.
Think what?
I think they're doing them tonight at Lashley.
Yeah, it's something about can't get a barge or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was an issue with that, and it was the only night that they could get a barge, and I don't know. It was a whole thing on Facebook posted about it, so that's where all the news comes from these days.
Pretty much.
All right. Well, if you have no words of wisdom, and I have no words of wisdom, and Frank is too grumpy to talk because of his termites, then I guess the only thing to do is say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.